I don't care which of you we start with, but someone better come over here and put his neck on the block.
His left hand wasn't touching the axe handle, but pointed down by his feet. He stood near a U-shaped stand that looked like an iron plate bent from both ends with terrific force, supported by a sturdy pedestal about a foot high. Realizing its purpose in an instant, Adele was terrified. Instinctively, she tried to turn, but her feet wouldn't move.
There's no point in trying to flee. You came here precisely so you might die by my hand. You walked the road to the beheader.
From his feet to hers, and over the ground Adele had just covered, lay a red cloth a foot and a half wide that ran down the path like a river of blood. She couldn't remember walking on it.
Having set foot on it, you can't get away without my axe passing through that wrinkly neck of yours. Come here.
Perhaps there was some mystic power to his voice, or perhaps it was the bloody path she'd trod. Showing no signs of resistance, Adele began to walk toward the assassin in dark brown. Of course, that's not to say she advanced on her own free will, but it wouldn't have been correct to say that she was fighting it the whole time, either. Perhaps the best description of the way she walked would be to say that it seemed natural, or even inevitable. Adele had fully accepted that she was walking toward her own death. She stood before the chopping block. In this clearing that wasn't supposed to be there, sunlight draped through the gaps between branches like gorgeous lengths of fabric.
Stick your neck out.
Adele set her husband down, knelt, and put her collar on the block with a semicircular scallop. Seeing the woman's powerful suntan neck, Jessup's eyes narrowed with satisfaction.
Here we go.
He raised the great axe. He staggered a few times under it, a ridiculous counterpoint to his earlier boasts. Reeling under the weight, his body jerked from side to side as he swung the great axe toward the ground and regained his balance. A tree growing nearby got chopped halfway through its 20-inch diameter trunk.
Oh, damn. That's embarrassing.
He braced himself a little better this time and managed to pull his axe free. As he walked over to Adele, his gait was steadier, but still somewhat uncertain. It was unclear what Adele was thinking, but she made no attempt to flee. Perhaps that was the true power of the bumbling beheader. He raised the axe high, and then swung it down with all his might. A heartbeat later, a pale, thin stake flew out of nowhere and pierced his right shoulder. He staggered and dropped the axe that was his very reason to Etra. As he pulled the stake out, he looked around.
Who the hell did that?
He needn't have bothered. On the red road to the beheader that ran through the trees stood a figure in black of inhuman beauty.
That hurts, damn you! And I'm bleeding! What did I ever do to you, you bastard?
But the cries he spewed suddenly died. He'd noticed how handsome his foe was. With golden light from between the branches shining on his face, the young man was not of this world.
Who are you?
D.
Are you trying to stop me or something?
Not at all.
What do you mean, not at all? Look what you've done. I'm bleeding. Does this look like not at all? Explain why you'd do something like this. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Dee's form shimmered like a mirage. As he started walking toward Jessup, the glow from the sunlight spilling through the branches was there to watch over him.
Stay away from me!
Jessup tried to raise his axe to menace Dee, but his legs wouldn't quite support him, and he tottered drunkenly.
Don't let your guard down, okay? This guy's part of the advance guard for a noble who came back from the stars. There's no way he could be such a mess. If he was, it'd make Valkua's blood boil having this clown guarding him while he slept.
Does he even have blood?
The voice fell silent. The hunter's right hand caught Jessup's wrist with lightning speed and gave it an easy twist, sending the beheader flying neatly through the air to land head first on the grass a good 10 feet away.
Oh, he's good.